Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it's important that I talk about this. You know, when I talk on podcasts, I talk about how I feel. I was doing my art stuff. And it's important for me to talk about things that are related to what I do. And because I have a gift. And having a gift means I have to express myself and go for it. But I realized even when I was young that there are jealous people, you know, like in my school. I realized that one reason why I didn't do too well, like in school, which when I was real young was because I was being harassed by bullies in my school who were jealous of me because I was getting A's and B's. But I learned from that I gave up, so I can't give up now as an adult. I have control. But I realize those bullies are dangerous. Okay? And as an adult, I'm dealing with bullies now who are threatened by my jealousy. They try to undermine me or destroy me simply because they can't get what they want for selfish or criminal motives. I don't hang out with cocaine addicts, cocaine dealers, prostitutes, or people like that because, as I said before in previous podcasts, as an adult, cocaine addicts, alcoholics, have caused the most crime on this planet. They're the reason why there's so many murders and robberies and all kinds of people getting hurt and killed and traumatic experiences. You can look at the data that alcohol and drugs can kill people. It causes robberies, murders, homicides, etc. It is the truth. I'm not going to hang out with no alcoholic or no coke, and I'm not going to hang out with no criminal. If I did, my life would be even worse. But they come around me. I don't know why I attract these or crazy mentally ill people who are dangerous. Because of them, I was accused of calling a 911 abuse at one time. It was dismissed because the evidence was, part of it was the evidence was lacking, and I never was charged. I don't have no criminal record. It was dismissed. And these same criminals out there telling people lies that I was convicted, which I wasn't. They were the ones who did the 911 abuse toward me because it was numbers coming from everywhere, coming to my home. And when I was home, the police came, and I didn't call. Even when I went to this grocery store a few times, they came over, and I didn't even call. And it happened to innocent people. So there's no way I can hang out with someone like that, someone who does dangerous things or motives. And I've been harassed for nearly 20 years for living in the Van Nuys area for sick, crazy African-American or Latino white criminals who don't have nothing better to do. They sell drugs and do that. I'm not a drug addict. I'm not hanging out with no drugs. I don't have no crime. And these people come over to my home to undermine me. And then at the same time, I guess it's a cultural class because I don't hang around with those type. They think I'm weird or crazy, and they said I'm a leader. They wanted me to work with this mental health hospital with this delusion about being a counselor, supervisor, and that's not what I wanted to do. Dealing with them made me not ever want to be a psychologist in that regard ever in this lifetime because they were dangerous. And then they falsely accused me of being a delusional and so on to cover up their sociopathy and their narcissistic tendencies. And that's not fair because they're not a doctor. I'm about to be a doctor, sort of, you know, EJD, but I know that I don't have no delusion. I'm very much aware of reality. They made up these insinuating comments that I was delusional because about trespassing and voyeurism. As I said before, there's a suspicion of possible voyeurism. I never said, I'd have told the police, I don't know. They gossip about me using the bathroom, all these crazy things that are sick and impossible. Because if any of those allegations are true, that is definitely criminal. That's a disorderly conduct. Anybody does that got to be really sick. I experienced some of the most atrocious situations from dealing with crazy people who come over here to my home or come over into my life who I have no attraction to because of their drug addict or cocaine addict or alcoholic. They've been in prison a long time. I ain't attracted to that type of trash. I call them that because they hurt people. They can't change their lives. They can't move on. They can't. They keep coming over here for ulterior motives, whether they're from L.A. or they're from where I was born. And I know they're going back to prison. That's all they know. They sit out there on that street and say all these crazy things that have nothing to do with reality and pertaining to me. If it's jealousy, yes. They don't want to see me own a home. They don't want to see me do nothing. And that's crazy. So that is what I dealt with. A very horrific life being bullied. And people who think they have a right to just go and look at my home because they think I'm a pushover. I follow the law. I can't take the law in my own hands. They don't know what a pushover is. I had told the LAPD about this several times, about these crazy people and their false allegations. And I hope that the SMART team can do something about it because these people are dangerous. Don't know how to respect boundaries or say things that don't pertain to reality. Now, I'm going to repeat. I don't know if there's any trespassing, but there is a suspicion. When they talk about me using the bathroom or laying in my bedroom, something is wrong with this picture. They can't be doing that. Every day they say it. I think the neighborhood's too dangerous for me. But I'm going to keep safe by doing what I need to do. I ain't come on this planet to be dealing with these type of people. These people I don't even know. Or if I do know them and saw them a long time, somebody I haven't seen in a very long time, that's still a stranger. So that's what I'm dealing with. I don't hang out with cocaine addicts. I'm not a crack addict. I don't hang out with people like that or criminals or people who come around with some ulterior motives. Whatever, they should move on. Good people don't do that. I wonder why they don't have enough police officers. I believe they should, or put mental hospitals around, because I don't want to deal with this shit. I talk about it all the time because I don't deal with crazy mentally ill people. I will never work with mental health, not even volunteering. No children's services, no adult services, no, nothing. And they keep repeating it. They need a leader. What they mean is that they're too dangerous to be around another person. So this is what it is, in prejudice. Something bad is going to happen if they continue to be out there on the street. I just don't think they have the capacity to be even walking the streets if they're going to act like this. Spending 17 years for something that don't belong to them or somebody they don't know, and I'm talking about me, targeting me, I don't even know them. So that is all. Stay away from negativity. I don't know why they come over here. Keep away. Keep away. I'm not their preacher. I'm not their doctor. I'm not nothing to them. Not to the negativity. Not to negative people. Positive people don't do that. Rational people don't do that. Law-abiding citizens don't go come over and look into one's home allegedly or say things that ain't true. And I'm going to repeat. They say things that are, they must be delusional to say those things. If they are looking in, they committed a trespassing. And then another thing, conservatives, I believe they were involved. This ain't no conservative area. Kept repeating conservatism and don't like me. Said they're going to hang me because of my color of skin. Call me all kinds of racial slurs. Racism is no excuse for a white man or Latino man to discriminate against me for ulterior motives or even African or whoever. Because these African, white, and Latino people are dangerous. Because they don't, for no reason. For no good reason, no rational reason. I don't even know them. Because of jealousy or because I don't want to be a counselor. That's insane. or because I don't want to be in a group. There was no group. He kept mentioning things that didn't pertain to reality. I hope that somebody come over here, because these people are not capable of minding their business, and that means they are sick in the head. They're capable of doing something dangerous. They don't have the capacity to live next door to people or be around people. And that's exactly the people I stay away from. No negative people around me. No cocaine addicts, no cocaine dealers, no prostitutes, none of that shit. You think I'm going to hang around with somebody like that? Or some crazy person or criminal? You stay away from those. Or nosy person. That's all I have to say. I talk about it all the time because I experienced it. It was an atrocity that I experienced this for nearly 20 years with a stranger who don't know how to move on with their lives.